How do you even begin to calculate the full cost of the fighting in Syria and Iraq? Lives, homes, hospitals, businesses. One of the many other tragedies is the destruction of the region's cultural heritage. Groups like ISIS have made a point of destroying historic sites. Priceless objects have been lost or looted in the fighting. My BBC colleague Mariam Marouf has come up with a unique way to remember those lost treasures. It's called the Museum of Lost Objects. And every week, Mariam chooses one object in that imaginary museum to highlight in her podcast.
Well, I think you're going to have to use a lot of audio storytelling to kind of navigate your way through this museum. So it's not a real building and it's not a space that you can kind of walk through. And what I wanted to try and do was say you have a project to reconstruct, say, the Temple of Bel, which is one of the famous antiquities. How would that sound like as an audio story? Like, how would you bring it to life? How did people live there? What did it mean to people? I can actually really understand what this place is about and what it meant to people.
You're a radio journalist. How do you present those treasures not in 3D but in sound?
Yeah, so much of it is about the storytelling of these places. And so, for instance, one of the objects that we look at, it's basically something called a winged bull. And it's a creature that has the head of a really kind of powerful man, but the body of a bull and these massive wings. And I ended up coming across a man whose father was one of the very first Iraqi archaeologists who worked in kind of excavating the places where the winged bull was found. And it's finding someone who can say, well, my dad was the man who, you know, scraped the mud off this thing.
Wow.
And as a child, I would play around with other children and we'd try and escape from the scorpions that were kind of littered around the site. And we'd, you know, muck around with all the bits of pottery and different things. And so to get a real sense of these are kind of lived spaces, not just objects that you kind of revere from far away.
Yeah, I mean, inanimate objects that come alive through the personal stories of people linked to them. But I'm wondering, is there any object, a historic object, you return to just kind of get that sense of optimism about the future back?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say one specific object, but what I think I want to try and do with this series, or what it tries to do, is that through all of these stories, because some of them are actually quite playful and fun, like some of them will make you laugh. And ultimately, they're about how these things have affected people. I was telling you earlier about this artifact called a winged bull.
Right.
And these like really impressive, slightly terrifying things. You see them in various museums around the world. And this one that was destroyed by IS, one of the really incredible things about this statue was that at the bottom, there were these lines that were drawn onto the base of the statue, like on the plinth. And what it ended up being was, what it turned out was, it was a game that the Assyrian guards, 2,500 years ago, when this bull was first carved, they had to stand guard there. And when they weren't off on wars, when they were completely bored, they scratched these lines onto the plinth and they played a board game.
Wow.
And it's a game that's called 20 Squares. When you look at it, it looks a bit like almost hopscotch, but you use counters. So it's like a cross between Ludo and dominoes in a really kind of weird sort of way. And the really amazing thing about that is that this game is apparently still played in Iraq today. And so when you hear stories like that, you think, okay, there is a kind of devastation underscoring all of it. But the fact is that these objects represented things for people that won't go away because they become a part of how you relate to your own history in a way.
Yeah, it's fascinating. All right, we've gotten through this whole interview. What is the name of the podcast, your series?
Oh, it's called Museum of Lost Objects.
There you go.
And,
perfect.
Yeah.
Mariam, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That was my BBC colleague Mariam Marouf speaking with me from London.